Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Bava Basra Kuf Samachay. We're holding four lines off the top of the Amud. Rabban Shimon, Ben Gamliel, Leimer HaKoyel, Kemineg HaMedina. This goes back to the two formats of shtarais one can have done. Either shtar pashut or shtar makusher. You can have your shtar as a simple, open, flat shtar, text, followed by the edim, two edim, standard, or you can have a shtar makusher, a more elaborate, intricate, detailed type of shtar, which was initially introduced in order to counter the hastiness of some kohanim who would get, you know, be prone to irritability and perhaps in their haste divorce their wife. So we had a sort of a slowdown, break, internal break system. It's more complicated than just writing off a shtar. You have to put a line down, fold it, stitch it, another line, fold it, stitch it, the edim on the back, it's three edim, it's complicated. It delays things, and perhaps by that time he'll cool down. So in terms of what version to take, what format to follow, we have Tanakama, and then we have Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, you follow the local minig, however they're done locally. Hakol k'minig ha-medina. Asks the Gemara of a Tanakama, lesley minig ha-medina? I mean, we all follow minig ha-medina. Of course the Tanakama would agree that the elements that are required for the shtar makushar or the shtar pashat must follow local practices, local minig, local dinim. Right? So what's the machlekes about? Amar Rav Ashi, you're right. We're not speaking about deviating from the norm. We're speaking about a fellow who was presented with a shtar a bit differently than what he expected. Ba'asher den higi b'poshet. So you're living in a place where standard documents are done poshet. You know, the simple, straightforward, open ones. Va'amali avali poshet. And he asked the soif, you know what? Draft me a shtar poshet. Simple form. Va'azal avali mekusha. Sefer decided to go beyond the request and did a more intricate shtar, a makusher. I'm not interested. Doesn't work. On the other hand, higi makusher, the local accepted practices to do a makusher, that's standard. Vamali avad makusher. He told the Sefer, avad makusher, I'd like a makusher. Va'azal avad pashat. And he got off easy, did a pashat. Once again, it's critical. I asked for one thing. You gave me something else. In these cases, we're all in agreement. This is what it is. You asked for one thing. You got something else. It doesn't work. And if you use it to be Megarish and Isha, it's possible. Ki pligi the machlekes here between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel is as follows. Ba'asher den higi b'poshet u'makush. Living in a place where there's no standard. Both options are on the table. Both options are perfectly acceptable. And followed. Okay, so that's the minig. V'amalei avali pashut. He asked the sefer to make him a simple shtar. V'azal avali mekusher. Sefer decided to add some, work to his load and made a more elaborate shtar. Shtar mekusher. Mar sefer kepeit. The Tanakhama says, look, I asked you for one thing, you gave me something else, it doesn't work. Humar sefer, maramokimuloi. Maramokim means, I'm just trying to make it easy for you. I have no problems taking a more elaborate shtar if you want to put in the work. Gesundheit. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel's approach. Although he asked for a simple shtar and he got a more elaborate shtar, it's okay. In fact, like we explained before, there are benefits to a shtar makusha. So, all the better, right? Abaye. So Abaye many times would present a list of commonality between various shittis. They're all going on the same track. So we have Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's number one. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, all three of them, kulu, svirlu, mara mokim ulay. They all hold in various forms and contexts that there's an idea called mara mokim. Even though I received a service which was a bit different than what I asked for, but I wasn't really opposed to something better, something more elaborate. I just didn't expect something like that. So you're not really considered going against my wishes. Kulu svirlu mara mokimulay. So number one is a Rashim Gamliel, Hadamaran, as we just explained. Even though he asked for one thing, he got something else. Since it's more elaborate, more intricate, more advanced, it's okay. Reb Shimon, this now we have a Mishnah in Mesachas Kedushin. He approached an Isha. Here, take a silver coin for Kedushin. It turns out, she discovered it to be gold. Shimon Aymer, Hita Lishvach, he misled her to her benefit, Harizim HaKadosh, as it works. So although he mentioned silver, it was just to keep expectations low. But he didn't mean silver as opposed to gold. And furthermore, we have Rabbi Lezer, number three, Desnan HaIsha Sha'amra Iskava L'Giti Mokim Pleni. The woman requested that her shliach accept her get in New York. And he went to a different place and he received her get from her husband over there. Possible. It doesn't work because I want it New York. Rabbi Lezer Machshir says it's okay. Why? Mar Savar Kpeida. So one opinion says, look, if you say one thing and something else was done, it doesn't work. Mar Savar Mara Mokim Uloi. I'm just, you know, trying to direct you to the easier route. So she expected her husband in New York. Go there. He decided to travel elsewhere. Okay, that's his problem. Thank you very much. I didn't expect you to make that extra effort. But if you did so, that's fine. So we have several opinions going on the same track of Mara Mokim Uloi. Even though we spoke about one thing, you did something else. If it's better and more intricate and more elaborate, more time consuming on your part, that's fine. I'm not opposed to that. Now the Mishnah says, in terms of the number of Edom, Pashat Shekasa Bayed Echad, a Pashat is meant to have two Edom, a Mekusha three Edom. If you deduct one Ed, leaving a Pashat with just one Ed and a Mekusha with two, it doesn't work. So Bishlam and Mekusha Shekasa Bayed Shnei Edom Pasul. We certainly understand why the Mishnah had to inform us that a Mekusha, which is missing one Ed, leaving him with a total of two, is still Pasul. Israel, that's a Chiddush. That needs to be said, because I would think, as long as it has two Edom, I mean, preferably you should have three, but ultimately, if it has two, it's okay. Saga that many perhaps I would think, since typically two Edom are enough, here as well, Kamash won the puzzle, that's why. Nirshta must inform us that, no, if you miss your aid, you haven't followed instruction, you haven't done the proper format of your puzzle. So that's a chiddush. Why does the Mishnah have to state that a standard pashat shtar who's missing an aid, left with only one instead of two is puzzle? Of course. Pshita, obviously. One aide can never, you know, present testimony on his own. He can't achieve results. Amar Abaye, you're right. We're not speaking about there's really one aide. There's really two aide. Linistruch, apparently, the Mishnah is speaking, Tafilo Eidechad Biksav. What happened was there was one aide on paper, signed, Veidechad Bepeh. And the other aide comes along and is presenting his testimony verbally. Still, the Mishnah is informing us it doesn't work. For instance, if you have a loan document, the two aide that are signed make the koil. They make it public. And future buyers will beware, will keep away from this borrower's assets. But if it's not public, it's not a koil, it doesn't work. So if you have only have one aid in the shtar, it's not really going to create a ruckus. And it doesn't work. That's Abaye's opinion. You can't combine verbal with written. Amemar achshar beidechad b'ksav, beidechad alpeh. Amemar says you can combine. Ultimately, they're both offering the same story. Whether one is on paper, one is off paper, it's okay. Omele Rav Ashi LaMemer, Rav Ashi had a conversation with HaMemer about this. What about Abaye's opinion to the contrary? Omele Lo Shmirli, I never heard it. Kloima, he meant to say Lo Shmirli, I don't accept it. Elam Kashi Masnisen. If so, that you can combine. So then, back to the question on the Mishnah. If the Pashat is missing one aid, leaving him with just one aid, it's puzzle. Obviously, if it's just one aid, it's puzzle. So according to Abaye, we're speaking that there are two aidim, but the point is you can't combine. But according to that, maybe you can combine, so that teretz is gone. So how does he understand the Mishnah? Hakamash, when you're right, the Mishnah's point is not to highlight that one aid in a pashat is pasul. That's of course, that's obvious. The point is to highlight the second part of the statement, that a mekusha who's missing one aid, leaving him with only two, is like a pashat who's missing one aid, leaving with one. It goes the other way. The equation is the other way. Hakamash, one of the points is to teach us, to shnayim b'mekusha. A mekusha who has merely two, Keid echad is treated like null and void, disqualified, it's invalid. Keid echad bepashat, it's like the other part of the statement, describing a pashat with only one aid. Which means mahasim, just like by a regular shtar, who's missing one aid, left with only one, so the raisam and atayri can't use the shtar, as Rashbam brings. Lo yakum eid echad beish, one aid cannot achieve results. Avachanami here as well by a makusha, where it's meant to have three and only has two, psula den raisa, it's totally puzzle. So although it's not minatayra puzzle, but I mean, the Gemara means to say that the Rabbanan totally treated it like it's null and void. And Teita, Amema goes on to support his Shita, that you can't really combine verbal with nonverbal, written with Baal Peh. The Shalchu Mitam Chavrayel Rav Yirmiyah. You may recall that story back on the Chav Gimel in Baba Basra, where Rav Yirmiyah posed a sort of a challenging question. The Chachamim had established that a little chick bird cannot hop beyond 50 amma of his home turf, of his, you know, of his nest, of his birdhouse, right? And Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, well, let's say one leg is inside the 50, one beyond the 50. Chacham did not take that question too well, and they sent him out of the Beis Medrash. This is not befitting for a group collective setting of the Chachamim. So they sent him out. But then they asked him, a question. For instance, regarding combining the, like we're going to see in our sugya. They still respected him. He was Rabbi Yirmiyah. He was outside the Beis Medrash, but they sent him the questions. And ultimately, as the Gemara will conclude before the Mishnah here, that because he responded humbly and with respect and with submissiveness, they decided to re-invite him and bring him back to the Beis Medrash. Okay, so what was the question? The Shalachim Itam Chavraya, so his colleagues, sent him a question. The Rabbi Yirmiyah. Eidach HaBiksav, our very question. 1 8 on the star, 1 8 verbally off the star. Eidach HaDalpeh, Ma'u Shavit star for? What would you say? Can you combine them or not? Now, Aliba Datana Kama. Now, before we continue, there's a Machlekes coming up soon, Bezus Hashem, Masechah Sanhedrin, regarding a similar case, not exactly this case, but something similar. Reuven comes to Bezin and he says, you know, I saw that on Sunday Reuven lent Shimon, a different Reuven, lent Shimon $1 million. So he's only 1 8 bud. So Shimon comes along later and says, you know, actually, I didn't see it being given, the money being transferred, but I overheard Shimon admitting to Reuven that he owed him $1 million. They're both trying to achieve the same result, that Shimon owes Reuven $1 million. And it's a monetary issue, so the ikur, the main thing, is not the actual event, but the result that you're trying to achieve. The implication of it, right? So can you combine these two types of Edom? Relating different, angles of the same story. According to Tanakama, no. According to Shubin Karcha, yeah. Okay, let's move on. I'll leave it Tanakama. Now we're going to analyze our question regarding combining Ishtar with 1 aid and a verbal aid, so on paper and off paper, combining them. We're going to sort of analyze that based, in view of that discussion there, Masechah Sanhedrin, which discusses a similar case of combining witnesses. I'll leave it to Tanakama, the Shulman Karcha, according to the Tanakama. There's no question that in our case you cannot combine on paper and off paper, because Adafilu Shnayim B'Ksav, Shnayim Alpeilem Itzdarve. He holds that you can't even combine to aid them that are on paper or to aid them that are presenting verbally, if they're presenting from different angles, like we explained. So of course, one on paper, one off, that's too far apart. You can't combine them. Different formats, different presentations. So that's a non-starter. Elokiti boylach alir Rishomen Karach. The question is going to Rishomen Karach. Says Reuven testifies that he saw the loan being transferred. Shimon comes and says, I testified that I heard an admission. They can be combined. So perhaps you can say, Shnayim b'ksav, when two edim are coming on paper, or Shnayim alpeh, or both coming off paper, hudim etzdarfi, you can combine them, even though they're presenting different aspects of the same story. Aval edechad b'ksav, edechad alpeh, but in our story, in our halacha, that one is on paper, edechad alpeh, one is verbal, lehim etzdarfina, perhaps discrepancy is too wide. The gap is too wide. You can't combine them. Edim olishna, on the other hand, you can say, just like you can combine them over there, you can do so over here. What would you say, Rabbi Yirmiyah? Sholach lo, he responded, that works. Ani eini kedai. I'm not really on the level. I'm not really worthy of you sending me questions. So he was very humble about it. Sheshalachtum, that you sent me this question. Elokach, but once you sent it to me, let me give you my opinion. Kach das talmid chem noite. This is what your student, referring to himself, supposes. She it's darf. I figure they can be combined. So this is a riot to Amemar. That it works. Omar Laser of Ashi responded, actually, we had the same story, but in a different version, which doesn't relate to our question of combining on paper and off paper. Anan Hachi Masninlo, we had a different version of this conversation between Rabbi Yirmiyah and his colleagues. The Sholchol Echabrai, Rabbi Yirmiyah, they sent him a question regarding a different type of, combination equation. Shnaim She'idu Echad Bebezin Ze, Ve'echad Bebezin Ze. Oh, you have two Eidim, Reuven and Shimon, both testifying about the same event. Problem is, they came to different courts. Reuven came to the Bezin in Toronto. The other one came to Bezin in Hamilton. Ma'u sheyavoyu Bezin etzel Bezin v'itzdarf. Can the next day the Bezin batidinim combine together and sent as a joint session and combine both testimonies, which they heard separately? Oh, interesting question. So now, before we continue, here's just a short introduction. There's another machlekes, actually, Masechah Sanhedrin, between Rabbi Nosson and Tanakama, regarding a question of combining, but in a different context. Reuven and Shimon are both Edom on the same loan. Reuven comes to Bezin on Sunday. I saw the loan being transferred. Shimon comes on Monday. Same event, same exact story, but presenting them, their testimony on different days to the same best. Tanakama says it doesn't work unless they come as a team. Rabbi Nosson says it works. So I'll leave it Tanakama. So again, let's analyze our question that we just, you know, put forth in view of that machlekes over there. I'll leave it Tanakama. According to Tanakama's Shita, who says you can't even combine Sunday's testimony with Monday's testimony presented by the same team in front of the same best. You can't combine it. So there's no question that in our case it doesn't work. Because it involves two separate courts, of course it doesn't work. Even if it occurred in the same best, but on different days, you can't combine. So of course, in our case, with two separate courts, it's a non-starter. But the question can be posed according to Rav Nosson. So perhaps you can say, well, Rav Nosson speaking about two different days, but ultimately it was the same best in accepting the testimony, so you can combine. But in our story, where there was Toronto, Hamilton, two separate courts, you can't combine. A demolition, perhaps, no difference. You can compare the two stories and combine them as well. V'shalachlo, he responded, or Rabbi Yirmiyah did. Ani ani kedai sheshatem shlachtem li. Why are you sending these? I'm not really worthy of this. Elokach das amet chanoita. But your Talmud posits as follows. Sheit starfa. I figure they could be connected. Mar bar chia amar. According to Mar bar chia, there was yet a different version of this conversation. Hochi sholchulei. They sent them as follows. A different type of question. Slightly related, but different. Shnayim she'idu bebeznze. You have a full team. Reuben and Shimon coming as edim to Bezn in Toronto. V'chazre yidu bebeznze. Then they came to a different Bezn and relayed the same testimony. So it was done together as a team. The same event, the same story, but two separate presentations in two separate courts. And then for some reason the courts disappeared. They have to sort of pick one dying from one court, one dying from the other court, and sort of combine it together with the third dying. Can they do that? Can some of these dayanim come and join with the other dayanim and combine the stories, which they heard separately, and deal with it? So I'll leave it to Rav Nosson to Beilach. Point Rav Nosson says that one Eidu comes on Sunday, the other Eidu comes on Monday to the same Bezdin, can be combined. There's no question. In this case, certainly could be combined because Hashta Edim and Safina, if you can combine Reuven and Shimon, who presented separately, Dayanim Yibay, of course, it goes without saying you combine, join together as a team, the Dayanim, who heard the proper testimony from the full team at once, because Reuven and Shimon both came into this Bezin, then they both came to the other Bezin. So the recipients of that testimony on the receiving end, they can now combine and deal with it. The question can, however, be presented according to the Tanakhama of Nasan, who says you cannot combine Reuven's testimony from Sunday with Shimon's testimony on Monday. Edom ulam tzafina, perhaps you can't combine separate edom. Aval dayanim tzafina, but dayanim who heard the testimony properly. Perhaps you can combine the dying from this bezin with one from the other bezin. Edom leishno, perhaps no, you can't compare. Leishno, there's no difference between the cases and you can't do this combination. Sholach lo Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, Ani eni kedaya shatem shlachtem li. I'm not really worthy of this petition. Alakach das tamet chamnoita. I figure sheit starfa. You can combine. Ravina Amar, yet a fourth version of this conversation. Hochi sholcholei. They sent him a totally unrelated question. Shloisha sheyashu lekayim hashtar. So three dayanim sat down to certify and authenticate and validate these signatures on hashtar. Umeisi achad men before they got a chance to affix their seal. One dayan died. They have to go ahead and write as follows. It's part of the question. Initially we sat down as three dayanim, but now one is gone. Do they have to say that to keep it MS? Or perhaps it's not really relevant to the story because ultimately all three were there when they certified. They just didn't get a chance to record there, right? So which way is it? Shalachul, he responded. Rabbi Yirmiyah did. Ani eni kedai shatem shlachtem li. Elokach das tamet cham noite. I figured, yep, shetzrichen michtav. It is correct for them to write that point that they're sealing it, they're certifying it as two of the three. But Moisat Lo Savina, initially we were three, B'chad Lisoy, but one is not here. Okay, so we have no less than four versions in terms of what happened. The question presented to Rabbi Yirmiyah and his submissive and very respectful response. Says the Gemara, okay, that undid the Valda, Ailu, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Midrasha, based on this episode, because of this story, they decided to invite Rabbi Yirmiyah back to the Beis HaMedrash. You know, there's a joke. They ask, you know, how long was Rabbi Yirmiyah outside the Beis HaMedrash? A minute, a year? So they say it depends how quick you learn, because The first part of the story occurred back on Daf Chav Gimel and Bava Basra. Now on Daf Kuf Samachay. So if you learn Daf Yomi, it was about 4 or 5 months. But if you're learning in a, you know, a slow yeshiva, a slow system, it could have taken many years. Says the Mishnah Kasa by Zuzan Meyad Inun Sloin Esr. Now we're going to deal with a Shtar Chayv, a loan document, which has some sort of discrepancies and seeming contradictions and ambiguities regarding the amount that was handed over. So we know that a mana has 100 zuz, 100 dinar, which is comprised of 25 sela. Each sela is 4 dinar. But the shtar seems to speak about two different numbers. Zuz and mea, 100 zuz, which should be 25 sela, but then picks a number of 30 sela, dinar and sloin esrim, 20 sela, I mean. So which one, how much does he own? Ein lo ela esrim. He's got to give him 20 sela, which is 80 zuz. Rashbam explains, you know why? Because when they said 100 zuz, they knew it was like poor quality coins, rubbed out coins. In those days, value was based on the, you know, condition of the coin. That's why they made sure to write 20 sela, so that it's clear that it's not really full value. It's, you know, 20% less. On the other end, Meya, zuz and Meya, dinun tlosin sloin. If he wrote 100 zuz, which is 30 sela, which is really more than 25, ein lo mana, once again, he gets the lower amount, 100 zuz, because when they wrote 30 sela, they meant, you know, rubbed out sela, which are really worth only 30, of which only worth like 25, which is really only 100 zuz. Now, let's say the shtar says, kesef, doesn't even have a number, kesef zuzin dinun. So much kesef zuzin. Vinimchak, the next word, the number is omitted. So how much does he own? It's plural. It could be 2, it could be 2 billion. Ein pachas mishtaim, no less than 2. That's all he gets. Kesef sloin, again, a couple of, you know, plural of sela, dinun, which are how many, and it doesn't say how many. Dvinimchak. So he gets just 2 sela. Ein pachas mishtaim. Darkoinus, different type of coin. Dinun vinimchak. So it's going to be such and such, but there's no number. Ein pachas mishtaim, no less than 2. Now let's see if we find the contradiction in the shtar between section A on top and the review on bottom. Kosovoy Malamala Mana, on top it says $100. Or Umalata Masayim, well, on the bottom when it reviews it, it says 200. Or the other way, Malamala Masayim, Umalata Mana. Upstairs it says 200, downstairs 100. Which one do you follow? The final version on bottom. Hakol Hoylech Achar Tachta. Im Kain Loma Koysim and Sa'eli. So why do you even bother writing the upper version? To use as a reference, if you're missing a letter or something, Shimti Mochagis Achas Menatachten. If you're missing a letter from the bottom, so you refer to the upstairs, Yilmud Men Elyon, but in terms of, you know, critical information like numbers, you can't really go back there. Rashbam, of course, points out, we're not speaking about the very bottom line of the shtar, which you just ignore. We're speaking about the review section on bottom. Tanur Rabban, we have a Bryce, which discusses ambiguities in terms of terms relating to money. Omar Kesef, the shtar says the word Kesef. Ein pachas midinar Kesef, he has to give him a coin. A gold coin, no less than a dinar of kesef. Kesef dinarin, here it's plural, or it says v'dinarin kesef. He's got to give him 2 dinar of kesef. In pachas, no less than mishnei dinar of kesef, 2 silver coins. What about kesef bi, with a base, kesef bidinarin? That's an interesting term. What he meant to say is like this, I'm going to give you the material silver, right? Worth how much? Worth like 2 dinar of gold. I'm not going to give you gold coins. I'm going to give you silver worth 2 dinar of gold. Kesef bidinarin ein pachas, no less bishnei dinarin zav, the value of 2 gold coins. And what material does it give him? Kesef, silver. Let's go back and review the price. When it says kesef, it means ein pachas midinar kesef, no less than a silver dinar. That's a lot. Ema nascha, maybe just a little piece of silver. How do you know it means a coin? Amar belaz the kesef matbeya, because it says a coin. Ema priti, maybe a little pennies, silver pennies. Why a dinar, which is bigger? Amar papa, they didn't make silver pennies there. Va'asher, in a place, le sagi priti, the kas, they don't make silver pennies. So, smallest silver coin denomination is a dinar. Tanar, but now we shift to the same issue with gold. He said that he borrowed, you know, dahav. Dahav is like zahav, right? Gold. So he has to give him the smallest gold coin. Ein pacha, it's medinar zahav, no less than a gold dinar. What if it's plural dahav dinarin or vidinarin dahav? 2 gold coins, ein pachas, mishnei dinar, dahav. What about with the base? Dahav, I'm giving you gold material, bidinar, according to the value of 2 dinar of silver, ein pachas, mishnei dinar, kesef. He has to give him the value of 2 silver coins, which is very little, but he has to give it to him in dahav, in gold. Amar, let's go back and review again. Dahav means a small gold coin, ein pachas, midinar, dahav. Maybe a small gold flake, not a coin, ein manasch, amar blazer, tachasa matbe, it says a coin. It's got to be the smallest gold coin. Maybe gold pennies. They didn't make gold pennies. Priti the dahav, the avdinj. Now it says zav bedinarin. I'm giving you gold. as per the value of two silver coins. Ein pachis mibishnei dinar and kesa, the value of two silver coins. And what material does he give him? Zav, gold. How do you know? Maybe it means gold material as per the value of two gold coins, which is a lot, $200. Ve'ein madava pricha, maybe he meant to indicate that he borrowed gold flakes, gold, you know, bullion, betrayed dinar and dahava, worth two gold coins. Kama, that's what he meant. Am I buying? No. You always get the lesser of the, you know, implied amount. Yad ba'al ha-shtar, the one who's holding the shtar, unless he can prove otherwise, al tachtayna. He's at a disadvantage. Reishanami, the Rashbam is going, just the words Reishanami. So in the Reisha, meaning the first story, the first price, where it says, Kesa bidinarin, I owe you silver material based on the value of two gold coins. Maybe two silver coins. Silver material based on two silver coins. Amar Rashi, Reisha the Kesa bidinarin. Because over there it says dinari, without the nun, and that means gold coins. Save it the cost of dinarin, but the second price it says it was a nun, which means the value of two silver coins. Okay, so to summarize, the shtar pashat, shtar makushar, gotta follow instructions. There's a shita called Mara Makamuloi. If you want to make it difficult for yourself, because I'm to hate, I'm not opposed to that. If you're missing an aid, eat away your puzzle. What about combining one on paper and one verbally? We have a machlekes, we had four versions of the question that was sent to Rabbi Yirmiya, and he responded very respectfully, which earned him his spot back in the Beis Medrash. We had the Mishnah and the Gemara based on this precept that Yad Balashtar Tachtoina, you always get the lesser of the two implied amounts. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.